AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Chaos outside the courtroom where Donald Trump's hush money trial is taking place. Witnesses say a man set himself on fire and was rushed away in a stretcher after people tried to help extinguish the flames. Meanwhile, inside, a full jury has been selected. More from our Mike Sisak.
Trump was in court watching as 12 Manhattan residents and several alternates were chosen. Now that the jury is set, the trial will move on to opening statements and then the first witnesses.
Trump's accused of falsifying business records to hide payments made to squelch stories about alleged affairs in the final days of the 2016 presidential election. In Montana, closing arguments today in a decades-old asbestos case against BNSF Railway. The case was filed by relatives of two people who died of lung cancer years ago. The U.S. House has passed a procedural measure on funding for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, despite objections from some conservatives, like Texas Republican Chip Roy, who says the House Speaker went back on his word about linking border security.
Speaker Johnson said in January, if President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin with defending America's national security. We want to get the border closed and secured first.
Community leaders in Chicago are trying to ratchet down tensions over a large influx of migrants into the city. Reverend Chauncey Brown says the city spends more than $300 million to house them and provide health care.
Money is being found for those that are just getting here. But what about those who have been living in underappreciated properties?
Both Israel and Iran are playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran. The muted public response signals an effort to prevent this from escalating further. This is AP News. India is electing a leader, the AP's Krukida Pathy reports.
970 million people are eligible to vote over the next 6 weeks. Now that's over 10% of the world's population. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who's made Hindu nationalism mainstream over the last 10 years, has got his eyes on a third straight term. He and his Bharatiya Janata Party are up against an opposition alliance of many parties that have come together to take them on. The economy is likely to be a key issue for many voters. Under Modi, India's economy has grown, and his supporters say he's helped make India a global power. But at the same time, unemployment is high, and so is inflation. Young people are worried that there just aren't enough jobs, and the gap between the rich and poor has grown. Modi has become popular for blending Hinduism with development. This is something that has really struck a chord with many Hindus, who make up about 80% of India's population.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.